This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, Brett. Good evening, Australia.
My love, it's another Wednesday evening.
It is, and can I say, thank Christ I've got my chair back, because last week I was probed by you and that little Scottish man.
Oh, she was a very difficult customer, madam.
I'm much better being on this side of the desk.
My love, now obviously Chatterbox is all about we get a guest. We get a special guest every week, a member of the GLBTI community, come in and talk to us and tell their story through a collection of songs and chat. And we've got a very special guest tonight, haven't we?
We do. We've got the one, the only, Erin Golding.
I know. I can't wait to have Ez on. We're going to hear lots of stories around how he grew up in Gippsland.
Don't ruin the magic, Brett.
All right.
Go to our Facebook page, which is Chatterbox on Joy 94.9, and like us, because we're up to 153. And we'd like to be up to 160 by the end of the show.
No, we're not counting. We're not counting.
I'm counting. I've got all ADD about the likes on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Now, my love, it's a cracker music. It's probably the gayest playlist that we've got tonight, isn't it?
Well, right? Can I say it was a particularly butch collection that our lovely guest chose. So we thought we'd start it off with something equally as butch, and that's the divine Miss Ross. Diana singing Chain Reaction. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was Chain Reaction by Diana Ross. And can I say, I think that came out, I was about 13 or 14 years old, and there was that bit in the video where she had that fur coat.
Yes.
And she opened it and she had a spangly dress on underneath.
It breathtaking.
It was literally everything I wanted for Christmas that year.
Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Like, she was just... It was a fabulous film clip.
It was just a big 3.5-minute frock flounce, basically. Oh, it was Diana Ross showing you through her wardrobe. For our guest tonight, who is the lovely Erin Golding, who's by far our most professional guest that we've had today.
Oh, my God. He is a dear friend of ours. He is the editor-in-chief of Chad Darling's magazine. And he's an all-round fun bloke. Erin, welcome to Joy.
Welcome to Joy, Mr. Golding.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, Chatterbox boys. God.
You've been a long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now, Ayers, we've had a beautiful evening in the city, haven't we?
We have, certainly have. Hot weather.
Oh, my drinks, goodness. Now, we had a beautiful, one of those wonderful little Melbourne bars that spills out onto the pavement. In its own garden.
Yes, trunk.
Because we normally, because we are all part of the original dinner club.
True.
Which we try to go to different places around Melbourne.
That started off, remember? It actually started off as, let's just catch up during the week and we'll have a quick bite to eat in a cheap restaurant and we'll be home by 10. Yes. Now, Erin, would you like to talk us through what
more
happened?
1 a.m. In or 2 a.m. Yeah. On a Tuesday night.
Yes. Sitting in a cocktail bar in Chapel Street drinking like $80 cocktails at 2:30 with work the next day.
And trying to work out, this was a good catch up that was supposed to finish at 10.
Oh, yeah. Good work from home day, the next one. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you found the studios all right?
Oh, it was easy.
Now, you're not originally from Melbourne, are you, dear?
Can't you tell?
No. Oh, well, you've got a slight country twang. You're like Tanya Kernaghan that way.
I do have a bit of a twang. No, I'm from the depths of Gippsland.
Gippsland. Now, there's a lot of gays that come out of Gippsland.
There are, aren't there? Well, Gippsland's a big town or a big region.
It's a region?
Yeah. It's like a third of Victoria or so.
Whereabouts in Gippsland are you from?
Well,
whence?
The power station capital of Australia.
Maui.
No moccasin references, thank you.
Oh, my God. And you've made it out alive.
I have made it out alive, yes. And I do love that place still, I must admit.
A big shout out to Morwell, home. What did you call it before Morwell? Home of Australia's brown coal.
Yeah. The biggest brown coal pile in Australia.
Now, remember, we went,
still burning.
We went up to your mum and dad's place just outside Maui in Westbury.
Yes. Yeah.
And your mum sent us off to see the local scenery so she could change her earrings. Yeah. And remember we saw that couple of teenagers having sex in a car.
Bit of a dry hump in a car. Yes.
And I think they would have been about 17 and we told your mother and she said they must have been on their honeymoon.
Yes, well, Blue Rock Dam is a destination for honeymoons.
Well, clearly, it's a choice du jour of the Gippsland area.
Yes, but yeah, I did grow up there. It was a lovely childhood.
And can I say, if Di's listening tonight, a big shout out to Di, your mum, who is one of the most loveliest ladies that we've met. And so pro-gay. And
yes,
so,
she's a hoot.
She's an
P-flag plus plus plus.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
She, you know, she's...
It's a bit overwhelming, actually, even for a gay. To be honest.
I just want my family as accepted.
Yes.
My God. My God. Now, do you know if they're tuning in tonight, Erin?
My sister might have told them. I haven't told them. I thought I'd play them at the podcast.
All right.
At least.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They've just flown in from a big international trip.
They've been around the world, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
This will be way past their bedtime.
Oh, well. It does. Lights go out in Maui a little bit, about 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Even though they've got the largest power station.
Even though they can plug in, to the biggest power station in Australia. But, yes.
When you stop paying your bills.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest Ez on Joy 94.9.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And tonight we've got a very special guest in the studio, the lovely Erin Golding. Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Now, darling, we were just talking before we went to a break that you grew up in the lovely Maui.
Yes.
Yes, the damn capital of Australia.
Yes, and I keep saying it was a lovely childhood. Green rolling hills.
Yes, yes.
Now, we did ask you to come in. Obviously, part of Chatterbox is you get to choose four songs. Was it a hard choice or were they fairly top of mind?
Look, it was quite hard, but as you boys have already described, it was a, dig around the gayest songs of all time. So I hadn't realised I was homosexual until picking this playlist.
Can I say it
That's
does
interesting because the world already knew.
It does have some of the greatest ladies of pop on it. And speaking of one of the greatest ladies of pop, would you like to set up your first song and tell us what it is, who it is, and why you chose it?
The queen slash king of pop. Yes, Mr. Cliff Richard. Yes, look.
This allegedly.
This song takes me back to 1981 when I was six, and it reminds me of being at home Saturdays and Sundays, getting up with my brother and sister and putting on all of Mum and Dad's records, and the stereo was the size of the lounge room wall. And Mum...
like the computer in Wonder Woman.
It exactly. Took up a whole room. And we would put all their wonderful records on, and this is one of my favourites, and it had roller skates.
Oh, yes.
In the video, he was on roller skates. He had a Walkman on, and there were a lot of unitards.
Can I ask, did he have a Walkman on, or was it headphones with a microphone? You know those radio...
It was like an early version. It was like an early version of a Walkman.
Yes.
Because I used to love this at, right when we used to go roller skating at Balcatta Roller Derby.
Yeah.
This would come on and people would go nuts around the rink.
Yes. And I loved roller skating. And it's sort of the reason I chose this song, because I was obsessed with roller skating. And one day I got a really bad blister at school and made my dad take me to the doctor to see if he could fix that blister so I could go to the roller-thon that night.
Was that the name of your roller rink, the Rollathon?
I think it was the Moe Roller Rink.
All right.
Moe Roller Rink.
I'm sorry, Mr. Golding. She may never roller skate again.
Oh, my God. You were the roller skating version of Ice Castles.
Yes, yes.
You were the Tonya Harding of
Moe. Yeah, I was Tonya Harding. I should have been that day because the doctor said no, I couldn't skate, and I was devastated.
Oh, no.
Yes. Devo, you were out absolutely for the devoured count.
But, yeah, love this song.
Oh, my
disco
God.
Roller skates, Walkmans, how could you go wrong?
And can I say, if that's not a story of people coming, oh, gays overcoming adversity, you overcoming that blister to roller skate, I don't know what is.
Oh, my God. So here's Sir Cliff now with Wired for Sound.
Lady Clifford Richards.
You're listening to Joy on 84.9.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, Erin, that was your first choice for the night, which was Cliff Richard with Wired for Sound.
Yes.
Now, we actually saw Cliff Richard when we were in New York, not in a concert, but at the airport.
Oh, wow.
And can I say from the back, he looked like what I imagined Missy Higgins would look like from the back, because he was about 5'3" and looked like a small girl.
He looked
and
like
from
an
front, he looked like a turtle.
Oh. Was he on roller skates, though, is the important question.
No, he was wearing this tight black top and like khaki leather pants.
Yeah, it was age inappropriate. Hanging on.
Oh, look. My Lord. Hey, now, during that song, Erin, you've had your first message.
Oh.
From a fabulous, one of your fabulous fans, Andrew Triplo has sent one through saying, Ez, hope you mention your greatest hit CD. What is your greatest hit CD, Erin?
Yes. Well, in short, it's a mixtape that I make every year.
And thrust upon.
Yes. And thrust upon opportune party guests. It's a Christmas in July party that I attend every year.
Yes.
And I treat the guests with, you know, 15 of or so of my hottest hits.
Hottest hits or gayest anthems?
Mostly the gayest anthems I can find. Yes.
But which cross a very fine line to hottest hits as well.
Yeah.
And how many years has this been going now?
I've done 7 now. Yeah, wow. So I've got quite a catalogue. I need to bring out a greatest hits about now.
That would be, wouldn't that be the spit for the next one? It, yeah. It's got to be greatest hits. Mm.
You'd My appreciate God. It, boys. You'd like
Oh, we love an anthem and a compilation, don't we?
Yeah. Now, darling, how long have we known you? What, 10, 11 years?
Yes, it would be since 2004.
Wow. Yeah. So have you and Mark, your beautiful partner. Beautiful.
Yes, we've been together for 10 years this year.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Round of applause for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I would have met you soon after meeting Mark.
Now, since we've known you, you've always been quite out.
Were you ever in?
I take offence to that.
But were you ever in, darling?
Look, I thought I was. I did think I was. I led what I thought was a pretty standard, you know, upbringing.
Mm-hmm. How did you get from in to this gorgeous out creature that we know now?
Well, I think Madonna had a lot to do with it. And I'll come to Her Majesty in a moment because that will be one of my song choices. But yes. I think when I went away to the UK and lived, off-piste, off the radar for 8 years, I think that's when it all sort of came to the front, so to speak.
When you were growing up in Maui, though, did you sort of know, or did you just, there was any inklings?
Yeah, look, I knew I was different from a very young age, but I was sort of just a happy kid. It never really bothered me. I never really thought too much of it. Yeah. And I grew up in a very liberal, wonderful family. Yeah. You know, I could play Wonder Woman. You know, I flushed a Wonder Woman doll down the toilet and blocked up the septic tank. You know, did Dad say anything about it? Of course he didn't. You know, that's just Aaron.
I think one of your favourite childhood stories that you've told us was that you and your cousin, who were a little bit obsessed with Return to Eden.
Cousin Tammy.
Yes, she might be listening.
You would play out a scene from Return to Eden.
Yes, I was Jake, she was Jilly. And we'd be, well, it wasn't so much a scene, it was more having cocktails on a lanai or a deck.
And how did you make the cocktails at the age of 7? Like, what did you...
Well, we had cocktail glasses. Yes. And, we, you know, fill them with cordial or water, but I broke one of my grandma's engagement cocktail glasses.
No. They were the good glasses.
Good glasses playing Return to Eden. Oh, she didn't understand.
So you moved to England?
I went to the UK as soon as I finished uni.
And how old
and
were
then
you?
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it all sort of flourished from there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I guess I was always out, but it was just never a thing.
Yeah.
So were you?
Yeah, it was always sort of accepted.
Did you meet anyone at uni, or was it until you got to the UK?
It got more serious when I went away.
Yeah.
There were, I wouldn't even say flings, there were maybe infatuations and stuff before uni. But, you know, as soon as I came out, all my friends were like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
We knew you were gay from, you know, day dot. And I'm like, well, you're a pack of...
chunks.
Unsavouries.
Yes.
Because she could have told me, because I gave girls a red hot go, let me tell you.
Did you date women?
I did.
Yes.
I had a few girlfriends.
Yes.
And, yeah, I tried and tried and it just didn't work out. And no one actually said, well, why don't you give blokes a go? But it was really, the UK when it all came to
And how long have you been in the UK for?
I was there for 8 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I came home when I was 28 or 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And did you come out to your family while you were away or when you got back? Or?
I told my brother and sister when I was away on email. Isn't that dreadful?
Wow.
Ciao, darlings.
Hey. And then, told mum and dad when I got home. Oh, yeah. A little while after I got home. I'd sort of had a boyfriend at that point. And I just said, look, I've got a boyfriend. You know, and they went,
that's a giveaway.
Yeah. So I think I am a little bit gay. And they were like, okay. And
just the little bit.
Yeah, just a touch of it.
And can I say that we've obviously met your mum and dad so many times. And they are so gorgeous and they are so accepted and they're so lovely and welcoming.
Yes. And look, my mum's best friend's a gay man. My dad's best friend was a gay man. So I really had no option, did I?
And coming out, I have to say, coming out also in London, which is... always has been quite a gay-friendly city.
Yeah.
Because, we've always laughed. I mean, obviously, Andrew's from the UK. But there's always been quite a camp element of British society for decades. Obviously, there's certain decades where it's been a little bit more accepting. But the London gay scene in the 80s probably, you know, they talk about, like, the American scene in the 70s. But I really think the London scene in the 80s made a real huge impact.
Yeah, that's my nice... story. Yeah,
That is pretty nice.
Low key. Although I have to say, my mum did ask me if I'd had an AIDS test when I came out.
Can I say, I think a lot of that was timing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it wasn't a great time, I don't think, to come out given what was going on. And we spoke about this last week and a couple of other weeks. There wasn't a lot of good news around it then, but if you've got a family that just supports you, I think it's that worry thing, you know, because I think my mum probably shouldn't ask me if I had an AIDS test, but there's that worry about, oh my God, you're gay.
Yeah, there's risks. Yeah. And my dad brought me this, I mean, he's a man of few words, as you boys know.
Yes.
But he bought me this beautiful sort of history of homosexuality book. I don't know how long after I came out.
God, Graham's a good bloke for doing that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful book, and he wrote this beautiful inscription saying how proud he was, and, you know, it's very touching. So
it's so nice to hear a positive coming out.
Yeah, it was
very
positive.
And they are super proud of you now.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's warming to see.
Not after this show, maybe.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett, Andy, and our special guest Aaron tonight, only on Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the lovely Erin Golding on Joy 94.9. Now, we are just up to the halfway mark of the show, which I can't believe because that first half hour has flown
as per usual,
so
my
fast.
Love.
Now, darling, you were telling us before we went to that really long ad break.
You've got to pay the bills, love. Got to pay the bills here. Yes.
About your coming out story, and we played your first track, which is the lovely Cliff Richard Wired for Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your second song, it is and why you chose it.
Yes, well, Queen of Pop, Madonna, who I've mentioned, and I think she was her late 90s or, you know, really 1992 erotica was a big era for me. So, like I said, wasn't really sure of what was going on, but I remember when Madge emerged and I took Mum to In Bed with Madonna in 1989, thinking nothing of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was full of sort of gay themes and, you know, a lot of very attractive gay men. And Mum loved it. She's like, oh, she's a great performer. But I was like, Mum, that wasn't really the point. And and then Erotica came out and, of course, the sex book came out, which was a very big thing. And I made Dad drive me down to Melbourne from Moe. Went to McGill's. I don't know whether anyone remembers McGill's. It was a technical bookshop.
Yep.
Yes. And they had it.
That was the only place you could buy it in Melbourne.
Wow.
And it was $50. You have to. Had to be 18. And I wasn't 18. I had to get Dad to buy it. So I made Dad go and buy it for me. And it was in the lovely silver packaging.
That's
You know, that's it. Again, Mum and Dad were like, yep, that's fine. And her Body of Evidence movie came out. And I think all of that.
Which was dreadful.
Absolutely dreadful.
Yes, sorry.
So all of that sort of controversy and, you know, she, I guess back then, pushed a lot of the boundaries with her imagery and S&M and, you know, lots of gay themes. So I think that's.
And the funny thing is, it was so. When you think about, if you see the sex book today.
Yeah.
It's like there's one or two, like, images, which it's nudity, basically.
Yeah.
But it is pretty tame compared to nowadays.
Yeah, but can I say, if you take it back to the time of the early 90s, though, where she was, like, the biggest star in the world.
Big pop star.
And this is where, I don't think she's the greatest singer. She's the greatest. Don't think she's the greatest dancer. She's certainly not the greatest actress. But she's just incredibly good at being able to.
Yeah, marketing.
Absolutely. And if I look back, it's not so much Madonna marked a time or a place. Madonna actually created genres. You know, she wasn't necessarily the one that discovered them, but she was definitely the one that pulled them to the forefront and just knew how to make something big out of them. Yeah. And I mean, I didn't particularly like this album because I like my divas to have eyebrows and she didn't have eyebrows at this point.
Which is what I loved about this video clip, actually, that her eyebrows were gone. But
this was, I think, for me, this was the best track on the album. It was such a good song.
Disco, it's 70s. And dance floor.
Great film clip as well. Oh, my God. Well, so, here it is.
Love it.
Oh, it's the fabulous Madonna with Deeper and Deeper. You're on Joy 94.9.
I can't help falling in love.
listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Erin tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, Erin, that was your second track, which was the lovely Magadonna.
Her Majesty, the Queen of Pop.
Singing deeper and deeper. Now, Brett, we've had a lovely message while that song was playing.
We had a beautiful message sent through on the app from a charming doctor, Dr. Marcus, that we had lunch with the other day, and just saying, listening to the show tonight, I think it's a positive message for those listening in who still may be in the closet. If it only existed when I was a teenager. Keep up the good work, boys. And apparently, he's going to cook next time for us, my love, which I'm very excited about because he's a charming man. Now, we cannot proceed any further on Chatterbox. Stop the press. We need to talk about Chad Alex.
Chad Alex.
Now, Chad Alex is now a bit of a legend with most of our friends, and you're the editor-in-chief.
Oh, yes, that's true.
How did this
Always
all,
the boss.
How did this all start with Chad Alex?
Well, I think whilst at our wonderful friend Sal and Chris's wedding in Port Douglas.
Yes.
In a lovely wedding. Pool at the back of a beautiful house after a few, you know,
shandies.
A few shandies, a few white wine spritzes.
Damn it, man.
And a lot of hot weather and tropical heat.
Yes.
Chow Darlings was born, which is the ritziest, glitziest fashionista magazine.
And every
this
issue,
side of Italy.
Every issue is a bumper issue.
Yes. Double bumper, triple bumper.
We decided on holidays about what were we going to do with the rest of our lives? What could we do that we could all contribute to and make a lot of money? And we decided a magazine.
Magazine, of course.
So we just created a fictitious magazine.
Yes.
And you can, what? 6 years ago? Still
yes.
hasn't gone away.
It still hasn't gone away. And every time we now go on holiday, everyone gets a new...
Yeah, new role.
A new role.
Oh, yeah. That's, because that's the fun.
You can't the fun. Have the biggest, glossiest yes. bumper issue yeah. without a cavalcade of stars
yes.
and staff.
Yeah. The handbag and shoes person. Oh. Glitzy got, accessories person.
We've got our Asian correspondent, Kirsty.
Yes.
The,
yeah, of course.
The thriller
Life
from Manila.
From Manila. Life
Absolutely.
From Manila.
We've got West Coast correspondents, my sister.
Yes.
Yes. I've decided to be, as I'm obviously, I'm your assistant.
Sub-editor.
Sub-editor,
yes. Yeah, yes. of course. Always in charge, Brett.
I think, and, oh, always in charge, yes. I'm always the one who has to get everyone's deadlines in. Andrew, I think, had cosmetics.
I was beauty director.
Beauty director.
Beauty director.
Cosmetic. Supported by the lovely Sally Streisand, I would imagine.
Do you know, it was like Diana Vreeland, yes. Nan Kempfler.
I know, but really,
Nini King.
In our heads it was.
Yes.
But really, it was just...
It was quite crap.
Some old... Some old, slightly drunk gay men yes. sitting in a pool.
And thinking of a great magazine
yes.
for 1987.
Yes. And, you know, it was also subconsciously spurned by, you know, 80s, glitzy 80s telemovies
oh.
with Joan Collins and Jackie fighting it out in Hollywood. That's where it really has come from.
I mean, that's all it was about, really. But, you know, I still love the fact that we're talking about Chow Darlings. And, of course, Chow Darlings is one word.
Yes.
And it's and Darlings doesn't have the S.
No,
Z. But Z.
Because it's European.
What was the downfall about this is that our idea
oh, is already a magazine.
Yes. In Italy.
In Italy.
Yes. Yeah. Devastating.
Already?
That was discovered at the wedding.
So
yes.
whereas we think we actually may have had one original funny thought in our entire friendship.
No.
Nope.
Someone read that in a plane magazine.
Yeah. and obviously, just for copyright reasons, our Chow Darlings has a Z, not an S on the end. You're listening to Chatterbox, not Chow Darlings, on Joy 94.9.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
You are on Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Erin. Now, obviously, with Chatterbox, our lovely guest gets to choose all the music and... The next one is another big gay song, Erin, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, let's turn the gay down a little.
Just a little?
By introducing...
Is it AC/DC?
Yes. Bit of Sepultura. No, it is Her Royal Highness, yes. Cher.
The first lady of gay songs.
And look, I cannot, I'd like to deny, you know, my love of Cher, but I can't. It comes, just comes out in my pores.
It's a deep love.
It's a deep love.
Chastity. Yeah. Oh, no, Chaz. Chaz.
Get the pronouns right.
Oh, yes.
So, look, I did always, I always liked Cher, but in the late 90s,
yes,
when Believe was given birth,
yes,
that was when all my love sort of grew. And that was, you know, the time in London where I was going a bit berserk, going to GAY, going to Heaven, you know, all the shackles of Moe and Gippsland and Australia were gone for a little while.
Yes.
So it was a big time for me and had an absolute ball, and a lot of the time spent out was dancing to this album.
Is that your favourite Cher of the Cher of the ages?
There's a lot of those ages.
There's a lot of those ages.
I don't think you can have one. I honestly, I think there's so much that comes from 60 Cher's great, and then it's like, oh, 70 Cher with Take Me Home is also great. Yeah.
There is a lot of good Cher.
Can I say, I love...
Cher was good.
Like, eight, like for me growing up, most of my time in the 80s, 80s Cher, when she did Turn Back Time.
Yeah.
And she, like, she nailed it.
She was a bit of more of a rock chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit more soft rock.
Yeah.
I think the late... I mean, when we're talking Sharonada,
I mean, did you, I think you did know you your answer, that? Brett. Did you create that?
Well, I think technically it's called the Cher effect.
The Cher effect.
But I like calling it the Sharonada.
I like the Sharonada.
The Sharonada. Yeah. So there's not a huge amount of Sharonada on this song, but I must admit one of the reasons I love this song so much is that she sort of talk/whispers in the bridge about how hot she's getting under the collar.
Oh, yeah.
That's menopause.
Yeah. Which was about 1986 for Cher, wasn't it? So, yes, All or Nothing, one of my favourites from Belief.
Yes, before she put on the newspaper wig.
The wig, yes.
Goodness, this is when she was... Oh.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9, you stupid bitches.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Erin on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes.
That was at Cher with All or Nothing.
Oh, my God. All or Nothing, babe.
Now, she's taken us up to 10 to 11.
Yes. Ooh,
what does that mean?
It's out of the box. Yes. It's our embarrassing quiz that we ask our guests every week, Erin.
Mm.
And you are now in the hot seat.
Now, Erin, I'm going to break through that waspy crust of yours.
It's very thick.
And find out what makes you tick. First question. Erin. Erin who?
Yes.
Apart from what you've got on tonight, what's the worst outfit you've ever worn?
Okay. I've had a good think about this. So picture it. 1989.
Oh, God. It was the worst of times?
It was the worst of our best times. In the back of... Crapsville, Gippsland, at a year 9 party. So I'll go from, shall I go from bottom to top?
Oh,
top
absolutely.
To bottom to top.
Yeah, bottom to top.
Pardon the pun.
Yes.
So Puma high tops. Ooh, so basketball sneakers. Fabergé.
You do know what high tops are, Erin.
Yeah, of course I do. Hey, I'm not that old. Fabergé stretch, skin tight.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Sweat hog wind cheater.
Oh, white. Oh, my God.
And a full length. Sort of grey trench coat.
Oh, my God.
And I had a spike with a huge amount of gel in it.
Yes.
And it was... And I knew I looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But it was, I think, the one and only time that my dad said to me, is that what you're wearing? Because, as you know, my dad says nothing.
No.
And all of a sudden, that hideous outfit turned him into Cecil Beaton.
And I was like, ooh, I think I've made a little schoolgirl error here.
I think I might look oafish.
Yeah. But I wore it. God damn it, I wore it.
God damn it.
And I thought it was amazing. Yeah. So that would be the worst. Amongst many, but yeah, that would be the worst.
Oh, my God.
Sweat Hulk, loved it.
My love, next question.
Aaron Golding, the man with the golding gun.
Yes, Brandy.
What's your guilty movie or TV show? That one that you just love and you know it's rubbish.
It is rubbish. Grease 2.
Yay!
Do you know what? How much
I love it.
It is such a crap film, it's but I love it.
Worst film. Hot actors and actresses and everything else was dreadful.
I'll be your cool rider.
Cool rider.
Oh, my
Girl
God.
For All Seasons.
Best ever when she breaks down in the Christmas tree dress and then starts a whole different song and they win the competition.
Yeah, of course they do.
We're going to score tonight. Yeah. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to bop. We're going to bowl.
Yes. What was the bit where the motorbike went into the swimming pool?
Oh, that was the luau.
The rockabilly luau.
That was literally the point where everyone involved in the film gave up. They ran out of money.
They exited the pool.
Interest. It was like there's no script left.
Yeah. Frenchie was the only crossover. The only crossover because she was desperate for a bit of cash.
So when she sang there are worse things I could do in Greece, that would be Greece too.
Yes.
Pretty, you nailed that.
But you know, Maxwell Caulfield was at his prime.
Oh, God, he was a gorgeous man. And so was
Matt Lattanzi.
Yes.
And
bless
Owen Jays.
Yes. And Michelle.
He was at his prime too.
Michelle Pfeiffer wants to forget she ever did Grease too. But you know what? You and Lorna Luft, baby. It's on film forever.
Together at last.
I know. Imagine selling that. So we've got Lorna and we've got Michelle.
Great film.
Instant hit.
Instant hit. Next question, my love.
Aaron. Aaron Goldfinger.
No, there's no Shirley. It's no Shirley.
What's the worst song or artist on your playlist CD collection? Because I must admit, I do love the fact that you still buy a CD.
I do still buy a CD.
I like the cover. I like the case. So and what's the worst CD or song or artist that you have?
Not played tonight.
I was going to say, well, you've heard quite a few already tonight, haven't you?
You and I do have eerily similar tastes in music.
A lot of crap British pop. which I adore. Look, I have to say it's Alcazar.
Oh,
which is the worst Swedish band of all time.
Poppiest
Eurovision.
Pop.
Yeah, I think Eurovision.
No, they've never been able. They have gone
they're
into.
They're so bad. They haven't made it.
So the Swedish music festival, Medley Festivalen, they enter every year and they always come third or fourth. They never, they've never entered.
So this will give you an idea how good they are. If you haven't heard Alcazar, Ireland can enter a puppet in Eurovision. But Alcazar comes third.
Yes. Yes.
So what is the Alcazar? Menage a trois?
I do like, well, everyone would know
Crying at the discotheque. Yeah.
But I do like this special song on their first and I think only album called I Go Shopping.
Did that suffer in translation at all?
No, not at all.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy tonight.
Melbourne's most lovable radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on Chatterbox for the final time tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Aaron, only on Joy 94.9. Boys, it's the end of the show. The hour has gone too quickly yet again. Aaron, a big thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And we'd like the final song tonight, playing us out, what is your choice?
Oh, well, wouldn't be another gay icon, would it? Miss Olivia Newton-John. look, no large story behind this one. I just adore her and I absolutely love this song. And I think everyone I know adores this song. But I think the highlight is the video. I don't know whether you boys know the video. It was the peak of her career, 1984. It was a underwater neon black jury Supreme Court. She was, and she was the judge. That's all you need to know.
Oh, imagine the storyboard for that.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, again, from a really shit film...
Two of a kind, yes. Dreadful.
Two of a kind. Andy, any final words
tonight? Look, just thank you to Aaron. You've been a gorgeous guest. But also, I'd just like to give a shout-out to my cousin in Perth who's just got over a big operation. Get well soon, darling. And thanks for listening. See you next week.
Get well soon, Detty. Good night, Australia.
Good night.
Melbourne's most lovable radio station, Joy 94.9. Divine intervention. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.